Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 how's everybody out there doing tonight? Tonight is July 30th, going on 10 p.m. My name is Peter Richardson, the owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully, coming at you with my radio show. Tonight, I'm interviewing Ricky Hewell, the trainer of Texas Tech men's basketball team. Same message, different perspective. So please,
down from day one, so I said,
Ill that we had to restart it. 8 times I'm taking home like I'm James Harden. Money counter go brrr when you sudden out the garden. Four car garage, four thomas, Birdman go brrr cause he know that you retarded. On the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch your you really call started from the bottom, yes Lord. OVO said, man, I'm proud of my. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my. All my thoughts tell me if I had a baby mama, she would probably be richer than a lot of you. Hey, that's luxury, dog. Day one, when you stuck with me, dog. Ever since you two, Big Ben calling me the leader of the new school, school for me, dog. Yeah.
No new friends. Still here with my day one, day, so you hear me say, No new friends. Still ride with my day one, day, don't really need. No new friends. Stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends. Stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends.
Hey, man, that's my jam right there. Hey, back at it once again. My name is Peter Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And I'm coming right back at you on Blog Talk Radio. And on the other line, I got a really good friend of mine. His name is Ricky Hugh. Yes, sir. Straight out of Fly Mountain, Texas, man. Hey, Ricky, go ahead and say what's up, man.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. Ricky Hill, man, out of Fly Mountain, Texas. He actually been a trainer for Texas Tech men's basketball team. Started out right up on the Bob Knight. Everybody knows the legendary Bob Knight, famous for throwing a chair, you know. But I brought him on my show. It's because usually, if you follow my show, usually I interview athletes and get their perspective on life and what they did to succeed, you know. And for everyone who compete in sports, you know, either if it's on the high school level, maybe collegiate level, or maybe professional, but you also know that there is a different side to every story. Like they said, two sides to every coin. But this guy has actually, he's a trainer, which means he came into school, you know, to pursue his degree, but also give back. And I say giving back because he's assisting these athletes. Without the personal trainers, without the trainers or the coaches or people who help out on the team, you know, the athletes is nothing. So there's actually a high percentage of kids or adults that do the same thing that he's doing. So he chose to pursue his degree, also help out in the sport, which he likes, you know, and give back. And that's why I have him on my show, because this guy right here is a very smart guy. Finished his undergrad, and now he's working on his master's. Yep, I said master's. So, man, Ricky, I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor, man. Go ahead and I've already introduced you briefly, so go ahead and just tell everybody your name personally, you know, where you from and what you stand for just right about now, my man.
All right, my name is Ricky Hewell, from Flower Mountain, Texas. If you don't know where that's at, it's between Dallas and Denton, right outside of Carrollton and Louisville. I started, Drake's song is the truth. I started from the bottom. I've been here. So if you want to, if you want to make it in this industry, you got to start somewhere.
Exactly. You got to start somewhere, man.
So go ahead and
let everybody know, man, like exactly. You say started from the bottom. So you mean that as you came into Texas Tech and you just, like, how did you come about being a trainer for Texas Tech men's basketball team? Because we all know, like, Texas Tech football is big now. Mike Leach, and then you got the Graham Harrells and the Michael Crabtrees and all the big names. I want to say Joel Filani, Jared Hicks. They all kind of put the football team on the map, man. But prior to all that, you know, Texas Tech goes back to what was on ESPN tonight, Cheryl Swoops. You know, you got Marshall Sharp who actually put Texas Tech on the map, man. So where did it start for you, Mr. Ricky? Where did it start for you to make you go ahead and make the decision to help out the men's basketball team?
Well, it actually started back in high school because I played basketball from the age of 5 to my sophomore year of high school. I got cut after my sophomore year of high school and became a manager because I was given the opportunity to do video for my high school team. So, and I've been doing video with my pops since I was like 5 years old. So electronics has always been in my hand. So then with that being said, I did it all through high school. My coach had a connection, but it didn't really pan out. So me and my buddy were going to go to a junior college out in East Texas because my grades were not stellar like some people's. So I went the junior college route, met my coach there, and then they propelled me to come to Tech because it was one of my cheapest choices. But they also had a coaching connection here. So because of that coaching connection, Labor Day, fall of 07, I came back to Tech, talked to the coach, and I was on the squad just like that.
Just like that.
I've been on
that's
ever since. Yeah. It's that connection. The biggest thing is that connection. So.
like that connection, which means it like it starts with networking. Man, I'm so glad that you said that point, man, because some people kind of give up, you know, whenever they go to high school and they feel like they go to junior college or maybe D2, maybe even D3, you know, or I can take it a step further to maybe NAIA, you know. But you, instead of you saying, well, man, I'm just going to go to this junior college and just kind of make it do what it do, but you had dreams, you had aspirations. You didn't stop right there. There was like a you actually going to junior college. I mean, just open the door. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Like open the door. You didn't let it stop there. So once you got in, you got that connection. You know, it just kind of just it was like whenever you probably thought about it, end of the day, it was like, man, I'm destined to do something great. You see what I'm saying? So you didn't let that opportunity get the best of you, which meaning is once you got here, that you didn't, what can I say, throttle out. You know, you didn't put it in cruise control. You know what I mean? You ended up getting your degree and ended up right now and you ended up in the fall with the conclusion of your master's degree. So what the next question is, man, like your collegiate experience socially and academically, like once you got, you know, to this D1 level and start helping out, you know, with that college basketball, man. Tell us a little bit about your journey. And, I mean, just keep it real and just let everybody know, like, on a real tip. You know what I mean? Like, what was your mindset? Like, how did you make it through? You see what I'm saying? How did you make it through on balancing school and balancing helping out with sports?
Well, with that being said, like I said, my journey was from high school to junior college, and then the junior college actually helped me transition into Texas Tech because I had already started my college life. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I had started my college life, so once I got up here, I just kind of had to keep pushing forward with what I've already started. But the bad part about when I started at Tech was I don't even think any of my credits transferred because I really had to start over again when I got to Tech. So that's it took me 4 years at Tech to finish my undergrad degree. So I was at school 6 years of college already. So then when I got to about my senior year, my last year of undergrad, we had a transition from coaches because by then, my first year was 07-08. Coach Bob Knight resigned in the middle of our conference season. So then Coach Pat Knight took over. So he did that until 10-11. And then I was supposed to graduate May 11. And at that time, the last conference game in a tournament we had, Coach Pat had got fired. So then I had to transition to a new coach, and Coach Gillespie. And at that time, when I was sitting on my couch after I had packed everything up, I was lost for words because I didn't know what I was going to do next. Like, I didn't have the slightest idea what I was going to do next. So then that's when I approached Coach Gillespie and asked him if he would let me stay on and I could do my master's. And he was like, sure, you can. So then that's where I've learned a lot from Coach Pat's crew, Coach Gillespie's crew, Coach Walker's crew, and now Coach Smith's crew. So my journey, like, some people think we're just managers, we just wipe up sweat, but the athletes don't understand. We do everything and more to help them do the best they can in the basketball game or in the football game or whatever sport it is. We are the behind-the-scenes guys that stay 10, 12 hours after the players have already left.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I feel you, man. On top of school, too.
Yeah.
You know,
and that was the hardest thing was balancing school because then – You had to do your video work or whatever you had to do, and then you had to go back and actually do your homework, because sometimes we could be on a flight coming back from the game, and I'm sitting there typing up my paper that's due at 12 a.m.
Yeah.
On
exactly.
The plane.
I know what you mean. Yeah, on the plane.
Hold on.
Man, I mean, I can only imagine, you know, because I was an athlete. You know what I'm saying? And everyone who I've interviewed on my show was an athlete. So it's great to hear that perspective, man, of what you guys really went through, you know, staying 10 to 12 hours after the athletes have actually left. So you really have to be on point. You see what I'm saying? So man, I really commend you for that, man. Without you guys, I mean, really the sport will be nothing. And if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty, man, the school will actually be nothing with people who didn't have your kind of heart like that, man. So I just want to, you know, reach out and just give you commends for that, man. That's what's up. But which leads me to my next question, man. With all of that being how it was, what was your mindset after the conclusion of your, I'm talking about your undergrad, of the conclusion of your last year that you helped out with the basketball team?
My mindset going into it was, all right, I need to look into finding a job to make sure I can have something for myself. And like I said, when it came down to graduation day, my head was spinning so bad. I had a migraine in the middle of graduation. So that's how bad it was. But then when Coach Gillespie said he had hired me, it was a sigh of relief that I could stay on, because it was either work for the basketball team or work for the Red Raider Vision, Texas Tech TV, which does all the Jumbotron stuff, because they said
gotcha.
They'd hire me too. So once I got into got back into the swing of things, that's when doors really started opening, because the following season I met up with the Fox Sports people, I met up with the ESPN people, just working hand in hand with the Texas Tech TV people.
That's what's up, man. And just with that alone, and I can say it's really a blessing, you know, just the fact of, you know, coming from Flower Mound, Texas, man, and just, you know, starting out college, junior college, and starting out D1, and then just going through different coaches, and then coming from your head spinning while you're in graduation, and all of a sudden, you know, that coach telling you you can stay on, and then meeting up with the Fox News and ESPN, man, I can only, you know, at least to me, I will feel like that was a blessing. You know what I mean? Like, almost like a blessing in disguise as far as, like, you know, just having the opportunity, you know, just having an opportunity of just talking with them guys, you know what I mean? Which brings me to my next question, and I've always wondered this, and that's why I want to ask you this, because as being an athlete, we had tutors, you know, being in college. So with putting all of them hours, you know, and on top of school, all of them hours athletically, and then you have academically. So I want to know, like, did you guys have tutors or anything in college?
Well, do we have the same type of requirements as student managers or grad assistants? We have the same requirements, but only if you needed the tutors and the help, you can go to the Marshall Sharp Academic Center. But if you really didn't need it, you didn't have to have it.
Yeah, it wasn't a requirement for you guys as well. Yeah. So
exactly.
Like, that's really what you're saying. It really, yeah, man.
If you get below a 2.5 or whatever the requirement was, compliance was going to pull you from that sport.
So just like you're a student athlete, even though it wasn't really required, but you had to keep. You got to keep a certain GPA, you know, in order to keep helping out and keep doing what you're doing. Man, that's why I want to commend you, man, Mr. Ricky Yule. Man, I got to have some more questions for you. But right now, I'm gonna go on a break. I have two songs for you guys that's out there listening. Man, I really hope you guys are listening to this guy, man. He's really a smart guy. I mean, like he just said, man, just like Drake, started from the bottom, and now we here. So with that being said, please enjoy these two songs that I got for you guys. And after these two songs play, I'm going to conclude the interview. So please do not keep me in your rear view. Keep me right in front of you. You hear me? Peter Rich and Block Talk Radio, Soul Radio. Big shout out. Listen to these two songs, baby.
Take the clothes off my back. When I let you, you steal the food right out my mouth. And I watch you eat it, I still don't know why. Why I love you so much. Oh, you curse my name and fight to put me to shame. Have my laundry in the streets, dirty or clean, give it up for fame. But I still don't know why I love it so much. Yeah. And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. I just can't let you go. One day you're screaming your love and loud, the next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care, you're so unfair. Sipping from your cup, still it running so
holy grail. Blue told me you remind you. That's what y'all talking about. I'm just, caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that did, the hammer. But I like you. Bright lights enticing. Look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night. 30 mil for one fight. Soon as all that money flows, all the pigeons take flight. Same keep speaking on me. What I do, I took her back. Fool me twice, that's my back. I can even blame her for that. Nothing makes me want to murder. Mama, please just take my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain is gonna kill myself.
And we out there. And I'm painted, and I'm stupid, and you say this, and we all just, and I'm painted.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. I just can't let you go. One day you're screaming your love aloud, the next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care. It's so unfair. Dripping from your cup, still it running so. Holy
now
crap.
I got tattoos on my body, psycho. In my lobby, got haters in the paper, photo shoots and paparazzi. Can't even take my daughter for a walk. See him by the corner store. I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck I'm kidding though? I'm getting sitting low. Fly by that big body, curtain all of my window. This ain't hurt, this chain works. I think back to that same person, and this is all that deal with. Deal with this same work, this light work. Camera's never my eyes hurt. Dying back where I was birthed. Your Irish and the IRS. Fuck your high horse, you got to die for. Try yours, why you mad? Take it with the battle, go baby out with that bad 40. You still alive, still let you survive. Still getting bigger, living a lot. Vanilla wafers in the filler, illness a lot. Michael Jackson thriller.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. I just can't let you go. One day you're screaming your love and loud, the next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care, it's so unfair. Dripping from your cup, still it running sober.
Holy grail.
You get the air out my lungs whenever you need it. And you take the blade right out my heart. So you can watch me bleeding. I still don't know why. Why I love you so much. Yeah. And you play this game in spite to drive me insane. I got it tattooed on my sleeve forever in ink with Jesus' name. But I still don't know why I love it so much. Yeah.
Bruno Mars, man, goes hard. I want to give a shout out to Bruno Mars. Also, Jay-Z, him and Justin Timberlake with that Holy Grail, man. That's two of my favorite songs out right now. But once again, my name is Peter Richardson, back at you on Blog Talk Radio. This is you and Mr. Ricky Hewell, straight out of Fly Mountain, Texas. All right, Ricky, you still there, my man?
Yes, sir. I'm still there.
That's what's up, man. All right, man. So before the break, we're talking about his journey, going into junior college, going into tech, you know, dealing with his head spinning during graduation, and he really didn't know what he was really going to do. But now my man has concluded his undergrad. Now going into his master's, which concludes what the end of this fall, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's what's up, man. So, which leads me to my next question. What's one thing that you would tell someone that's either if they're playing or even if they took the same route as you with helping out with sports? What's one thing would you would tell that person, whether they're 18 or 17, 18 years old, who wants to go to any kind of school in the world? You know, but they know that they want to be a part of something that's bigger than them, so they just don't want to go to school, so they want to help out, whether it's football, basketball, soccer, golf, or anything. You know, what would you tell that person going into their first year of college?
Hard work pays off.
Mm.
Because
just like that.
Yeah, because like I said, you heard my story. I've been doing it since I was a junior in high school, and I've been blessed to work with many coaches and two legendary coaches at that. So, I mean,
Stay grinding
and keep everything simple. I mean, don't do all the stuff that's not you. Keep it simple.
Keep it natural. Man, that's what's up, man. That's really a great point. And when you say don't do things that's not you, it's really what he means on that for you guys out there is stay true to yourself. You know, stay true to yourself, which means is you know in your head if you really want to do something or vice versa that you don't. You know, or so what I'm trying to say is people want to fit in. You know, being with the in crowd is cool only for a short term, but it's really those guys who stay true to themselves whenever, at the end of the day, they look and see, well, I'm glad I didn't make that decision. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's really what my man Ricky is saying. You know, stay true to yourself. Work hard. Hard work pays off. I'm going to say, oh, double left. Oh, double left, just like that. Man, so which goes to my next one, man, what would you tell that 22 or 23-year-old, you know, concluding his undergrad, you know, about to graduate and helping out with the team? What would you tell that guy, man? I know you decided to pursue, you know, further education, which pursuing your master's degree, which you're about to conclude right now, but what would you tell that guy who really don't have no desire for that? I guess that's what I can say.
That's a good one, Pete. Oh, man. Kind of stumped me on that one. If you haven't figured it out by then, I hate to say it, but it's a lost cause. But there's always clinics. If you can, get to the Final Four at all costs. And then that's the next best thing of connection you can do, or even get to these AAU tournaments in the summertime.
There you go.
Because all the coaches are going to be at any one of them: Dallas, Vegas, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, North Carolina, Atlanta, wherever you can think a coach is going to be at, make sure you're there.
Hmm. There you go. Make sure you're there. Make sure you stand out, most importantly.
Exactly.
Man,
what can you do to get you over the hump?
What can you do to get you over the hump? You heard my man right there. What can you do to get you over the hump? Man, that's what's up. whether it's athletically, whether it's academically, and I want to say which last thing should be on your agenda is socially. You really shouldn't be worried about fitting in socially, because once you do the right things, you know, once you go to school, go to class on time, and if you're helping out with sports, you put in that extra time, like my boy Ricky would put in 10 to 12 more extra time, then, like, after, you know, the athlete that's actually left, you know, because he said hard work does pay off. Whenever you do that hard work and it starts to pay off, man, you know, once you stay there, stay grounded, stay humble, and most importantly, keep your faith, things will start to work out for you. But I have one more question for you, Mr. Ricky. One more question.
Yes.
I ask anybody that beats on my show. It's one more, my man. In 5 years, where do you see yourself, my man?
I want to be a video coordinator or a basketball coach for a Division I team, preferably a video coordinator, because I like dealing with the electronics and video stuff. But I love to be a coach, but I also want to be a video person because I've been raised on it.
Mm. Shout out to your pops on that, man. That's what's up. Been raised on it, so wish to. But it just goes back to what you just said. Stay true to yourself, and that's why you want to do what you want to do, because you're staying true. That's cool, man. I get it. No, I get it. And I do understand that most of you really can't really speak to people who don't want to be helped. You know, more times than not, people have to go through life and experience things on their own in order to understand why certain things happen, but there is a percentage of people out there who don't have to go through things. Once they hear things, they see it, and they know what they have to do, so they're going to do it, man. So I want to give big ups to you, man. I wish nothing but success for you, you know, in the future, right now in the present, man. I actually met you during a a video class that I had took whenever we had first met. I had no desire to be in that class. That just goes back to my story on just honestly just going with the punches, man. Like, my advisor told me to take that class because it was easy, but I ended up turning that into a positive in which I met you and didn't let that relationship die. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you was there for a specific reason. I was there for a specific reason, and that's why we still keep it tough today, man. So, which brings me to my next point. No matter what you're going through or no matter where you've been, life's about making your dreams come true. So, everybody out there that's listening, don't give up on yourself. If you feel like you're in a situation and you don't really understand what's going on, you know what I mean? Don't burn no bridges. You stay positive. You keep it moving. You keep your faith in God. And you just try to make the best out of every day. Let me say that again. No matter where you've been or what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. So, Mr. Ricky Hewitt, man, I want to say thank you for being on my show. It's my pleasure. You know, man, I want to give big ups to you. I want you to stay strong, stay grinding. And I want to tell you, whenever you graduate, man, just keep doing what you're doing, man, because you are at where you are at for a reason. I mean, right now, you are giving back to people who grew up just like you, so if somebody will hear this message and would not give up. You see what I'm saying? And they just keep pushing forward, you know what I mean?
I appreciate you having me on the show, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, it's my
Pete
pleasure,
Richardson,
man.
Y'all, listen to him.
Yeah, man, for real, no doubt. Well, all right, man, I want you to, man, have a good night, man. Thank you once again, and I'm going to go ahead and let you start packing, man, or continue to keep packing, because I know you got to go ahead and shake spots, man, so you can go ahead and put yourself in a better position, you know, to keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
All right, man, is there one thing that you want to say? You can say anything you want to say right now. Is there one thing that you want to say to let everybody know, or is it a quote, you know, to get you through each day, or anything, man? Balls in your court. You know, I'll give you 10 seconds, man, to say whatever it is that you want to say.
Well, it's a scripture that I go by, and it was for my grandfather's funeral. It's make it your ambition to live a quiet life, work with your hands, and do as you are told, so that you will win. You will win the trust of others around you. 1 Thessalonians 4.
Mm.
And that's,
hey, that's
that exemplifies
right there,
me. That exemplifies me and my family. So
that's what's up, man. Hey, that's strong. That's strong, man. Keep living by that message, man. You heard it. You heard it. Mr. Ricky Hill himself. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Hey, that being said, I'm going ahead and conclude the interview, my man. You go ahead and continue doing what you was doing. Thank you once again for your time. And you have a great night, my man.
You too. All right.
God bless. God bless.
Yep.
Alrighty, man. Hey, that was Mr. Ricky Hill, straight out of Flowerdale, Texas, man. Went to junior college, ended up proceeding into Texas Tech, ended up assisting 3 legendary head coaches. Man, you don't get that everywhere you go, man. So for the guys out there, it's cool to be in school. It's cool to go study. It's cool to do your homework. And also for the athletes out there, man, it's cool to keep doing what you're doing. Also, please do not get discouraged. I hope you guys hear this message, and nothing but positive comes up out of it. That's what I'm trying to say. As you can tell, man, I'm really passionate about this stuff. And with that being said, I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Mike Hayes, right up out of Muskogee, Oklahoma, right in front of Muskogee, Phoenix, man. Thanks for everything, man. I know you did an article on me about whenever I did a speech at the Summer Blaze. I'm going to give a shout-out to Lonnie Barker, everybody out there, man. Everybody, Lonnie Barker and his family, everybody out there in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Man, whenever we did a Summer Blaze, man, the main guy who put it on, his cousin that got killed, but he didn't let it stop him, because he was like, this is the reason why we're doing it, but because we're trying to bring hope to that town, Muskogee, which where I am from. I want to give a shout out to Nathan Stone. I want to give a shout out to Landon Wright, also for the West Texas Outlaws. If you guys is looking to pursue the sport that you love, which is football, man, I'm also a semi-pro coach for the West Texas Outlaws. So you guys, if you're looking for tryouts, man, you guys can come and try out for our team. You can follow me on Twitter at Soar Every Day. You can go to my Facebook, facebook.com/Peter Richardson, or you can go to facebook.com/Saving Our Athletes respectfully. I want to give a shout out to everybody out there who's out there on their grind, who's not letting the negative get to them, who's not waking up every day worrying about things, but just waking up taking care of business, which takes me to my next song, which is my theme song, which is by Nicki Minaj and Rihanna, called Fly, F-L, wiggity, 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 why. You can catch me next week, same short day, same short time, which is next Tuesday at 10 p.m. And thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys have a blessed night, blessed day. As you can tell, I'm really excited. I'm really too crunk, but I have to go to bed and wake up in the morning, go to work, and do what I got to do to make a living. But that's what we all have in common, right? We all have bills to pay. You know, we all have families to take care of. But I'm not going to take up no more of your time. You guys enjoy this song. I'll see you next week. May everyone have a blessed day. Last night.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise.
they guns out aiming at me. But I become Neo when they aiming at me. Me against them, me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just surmising. I win, five, four, higher, 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 more, higher. Hating every time it locks me in, painting their own pictures.